Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to elevate to great with Christy Kennedy, women's worth and wellness expert, a visionary leader who turned a pink slip into queenfidence, delivering high-caliber queenversations with trailblazing catalysts of transformation. Always remember, no one is you, and that is your power.
Welcome back. I hope you are ready to elevate to great. I always love that introduction, and it's such a reminder of my personal why. When I was terminated 4 years ago, I had to create something beautiful, and I know that there are so many women who are challenged with life and the curveballs it loves to throw us. And so we have a beautiful, beautiful guest that's going to empower us to be strong from the inside out. Her name is Dr. Clarissa Hughes, and we are so honored to have her as a guest today. She's a certified mindfulness coach and a top contributor in the field of women's mindfulness. As founder of the Little Breathing Space Coaching, she is the host and founder of a Little Breathing Space podcast and author of Mindful Menopause. Dr. Clarissa specializes in helping women overcome information overload, poor sleep, chronic pain, menopause symptoms, time and energy management problems, and other conditions that may hinder their ability to live calm, confident, and content lives. And let me tell you, guests, this is so perfect because I was just telling her prior to us going live that my little puppy was hiding under the bed before we were going on air, and I needed to practice some breathing myself. So without further ado, welcome, Dr. Clarissa.
Hey, thank you so much, Christy. I'm so excited to be here. It's lovely.
Oh, we're excited to have you. And tell me where you are again. Is it Sweden? I'm going by my family.
I'm in Gothenburg on the west coast of Sweden. That's absolutely
Sweden,
right.
Yeah. Woohoo! So we are so honored. Woo-hoo. We have international guests on today. We always love our international guests, and we just thank you so much. So we are just going to dive in. We love to have powerful conversations. And I love starting with a heart-to-heart. And if you could just tell our audience, what drives you? What's the why behind your fire? Why do you get up every morning? Why do you do this work? Why does it mean so much to you?
Well, you know, Christy, I've been a career woman for most of my life. I spent 28 years in some of the world's biggest corporations, and I was a single mom. And caring for my own mom and lots of things. And I just, you know, really, I burnt out. I had a very bad burnout. My life was pretty tough at that space. And when that happened, you know, I realized that a lot of the reasons I had this burnout was that I didn't take care of myself. I probably didn't really love myself as much as I could. And I was trying to do it all and be it all. And you can't do that to yourself. And then, you know, I changed. I found mindfulness. And now, you know, I am working with other women who are experiencing exactly the same situations that I was. And that's what drives me, is that I don't want another woman to have to struggle and go through what I went through. I want them to know that through this, they have the tools inside themselves to make a difference, and that I want to be their cheerleader. I want to stand behind them and say, you know, I've got you.
Oh, I love that. I got you. And that's what, to me, sisterhood, womanhood is all about. The things that we experience in life that we're able to give back. And it's, for me, it's what gives life meaning. And I'm just getting excited hearing you on the other side of your challenge. And if you could just disclose with us a little bit, what does that look like for the woman who may not have experienced burnout, or she's experiencing the symptoms and she doesn't even recognize that she's on the brink of it? Can you talk about that just a little bit? Paint a picture.
You know, what it feels like to be on the other side is that every single day I've got a choice. I absolutely can choose how I want to show up in the world. I choose whether I want to go down one path or another path. And that I got a sense that I can stop, take a breath, and just go, okay, before I dive in head first and spin around, you know, I'm standing here and I'm okay. I stop now and I'm going to do this or this. And that's really what it feels like. It's like having a little calm. It doesn't mean that you're zen all the time or you don't do, but you do stuff that's good for you. You stop and you think, what would that be like? And you have the power to say that little special word that's called no. You know, sorry, and you say it nicely. You say to people, actually, no, I can't help you today, or no, I can't take this job, or whatever it is, you know, that everybody's wanting you to do, and you just go, no, I can't because, but I'd really like to think a different way. And so you're constructive and kind in saying no, but you're honoring your space and what you've got room to give.
Oh, that's so good, God. Honoring your space and what you have to give, because no one knows how much you've given out already and the capacity that you're able to continue to give. I love that. It's so powerful. She's dropping jewels today. And, you know, you said something else that really resonated with me. I'm telling you, this is good. This is so good. When you said, I have a choice in how I show up. You know, today I was saying, I never want to show up, especially, you know, we're online entrepreneurs. People see us online. I never want to show up and feel like I'm obligated, but I want to show up exhilarated. And when you said that, yes, it landed in my heart. I have a choice in how I show up. Can you just talk about why women feel like they don't have that choice? Like you said, the powerful word no, that we can say no.
Exactly. And I think we're brought up to be nice. You know, girls, that's what happens to us. Be nice. When you're a little girl, you learn to do that. And as women, we're very generous and giving. We feel we have to care for other people. It's part of our DNA. We can't change that. That's how we have been constructed. But that means that sometimes we put ourselves in positions where we're caring for other people more than we're caring for ourselves. You know, and so no becomes a very difficult word. You know, if you're a woman who says no, then people think you're difficult. They think you're a diva. They might even think something worse of you, you know, and they say it. Oh, you know, she's so difficult. She's always saying no, and she's this, that, and the other. But we can learn. We can be different. We can say, I can't help you, or I don't have time, or actually that wouldn't be good for me. And that's often what I'm teaching my clients to do when they work with me, to take brave steps that come from awareness, and courage and responsibility to themselves.
I love that. And I love that you're giving language so that women can easily implement these, you know, confidence keys that you're sharing with us today. Taking brave steps. I love that. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, let's just talk about mindfulness. So there are some ladies that may never have heard of mindfulness. Can you just break it down in the simplest form? What is mindfulness?
Mindfulness is being able to be, even for a little short moment, just in this moment. You know, we're letting go of what we're planning to do tomorrow. We're letting go of, you know, thinking through those things that went on yesterday that we're still running through our mind. And we're in the present moment. We're enjoying it. And we're curious and non-judgmental. So we have a kind of openness. It's a childlike quality.
Yes.
You feel it. And taking that little moment just to be here and enjoy. And I'm dropping all the million and one things that I think I should do, I could do, I must do. All the chatter, all that chatter just shuts for a minute. And you're just present here in your body, calm. Even if it's only for, you know, 12 seconds, you're calm. Yeah? And that's enough.
And that's enough. Oh, I love that. When you get childlike curiosity, and so often as adults, we start adulting so much, we forget, you know, the beauty and the joy of what it feels like to be childlike and that curiosity and going through life with that openness, because to me, that's when we get the sweetest surprises.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the things we forget, that we've lost that. Children play naturally. They laugh.
Yes.
They enjoy the moment. They're absorbed in it. And we lose all that. Somewhere along the way, all that is gone. All that childlike, simple joy, that creativity, spontaneity gets wiped out somewhere. And that's what we're trying to foster in mindfulness. But that's inside each of every one of us. And we can find little moments like that every single day. And that makes it good for us. We let go of some of our stress, even if it's only tiny. We've let go of it, and we've literally come into the here and now.
Mm. Oh, I love that. And, you know, as, when you think about it, you know, as women, we're constantly planning because we are, if we're taking care of everyone, we're in the future, constantly in the future. And I love how you're bringing us back into the moment and that we can find these little pieces of joy. And if we're open and if we're looking for them, they are right there underneath our nose. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is rich.
They're there in every moment. You know, they're there in every moment. We can take a minute when we wake up, just before we reach for the phone and charge out there, one little moment in the morning. We can have a moment when we're in the shower. We can have a moment when we're having a cup of coffee. Instead of flicking through your phone and thinking about what you're going to do next, you could just sit for, you know, two or three minutes with your coffee and enjoy the coffee. Smell it, taste it, appreciate it. And you just feel so much better if that happens.
You feel so much better. You know, you made me think about what I say is finding the magnificent in the mundane. Because you think about, we have routines in our daily lives, but if you're looking for the magnificent, you can find these sweet, precious moments. Let's just delve into what are some of the benefits. So this woman, she knows what mindfulness is now. She's aware. What are the benefits? Why should she practice this?
Well, the first thing is that when we're in a constant state of, like, stress and to-do and all the thoughts, the first thing is that it's very stressful for the body. I mean, it's stressful to be in the stress mode. You know, it puts a lot of strain on us. We don't breathe as well as we could. And we're putting up, and we probably don't sleep as well as we could. And so mindfulness is good for us physically because it slows down. We start to reduce the amount of those stress hormones in the body. We breathe more deeply, which is good for our whole body, not just because it's good to breathe, but also because in breathing slower and more deeply, we're actually helping our organs to feel better in our body, vital organs, when we can breathe more calmly and deeply. And we're bringing into our lives more joy. We're actually releasing, you know, soothing, calming hormones into our body, and they make our body feel good. They make our brain feel good. So the benefits are both on a physical level and an emotional level. We also see our emotions as being, and our thoughts as just being that. We don't have to react to them. So our mood swings are less. We're not going high, low everywhere, and that. So we're able to say that. And if we, you know, do have a moment, as we do, you know, then what happens is we can very quickly come back, and we can also forgive ourselves a bit more because it's okay.
It's okay. I love that you said that, Dr. Clarissa, because as women, we can be hard on ourselves, especially if you're goal-oriented. Most of my listeners, they are achievement-driven. And so I love that. Forgive yourself. Love on yourself. And it's coming back to honoring ourselves. Just the way we honor others, we deserve that same honor.
Correct. That's absolutely spot on there, Christy. I mean, we're really honoring ourselves. And we're okay. Our emotions aren't bad. It's not wrong to feel sad or angry. I mean, they're part of being human. It's only how we react to it, not the emotion itself. And so when we're mindful, we're much more accepting. We start to be more compassionate towards ourselves.
Ah, I love that. Well, since you mentioned compassion, for somebody that's looking to change, why do you feel compassion is the key to change?
I think compassion is the key to change because it is a way of taking gentle responsibility for ourselves and our actions. You know, it really isn't about pampering yourself. That's nice. But really the reality is that we start to take real action to make our lives easier for ourselves. You know, if we have, you know, issues with people, we can address them. if we have issues with our money, we have the strength and the courage to know that maybe I need to help here, or I need to look at things here. Mm-hmm. That's compassion. Mm-hmm. And compassion means we take courageous steps to change our lives for the better because we have that sense that I have value, I'm important, and I can I can do something to make my life better.
That is so beautiful. Take courageous steps to change our lives for the better. And I repeat some things that you say because they are just so profound and full of wisdom that sometimes you just have to say it again.
Yeah, but that's what compassion is, a very courageous act. You're very brave if you're compassionate. You're very strong if you're compassionate with yourself. You're certainly not just saying, oh, fine, I'll go out and buy something to feel better. You're looking at your life. Sometimes it's a little ugly, you know, but you're getting help and support that you need. You know if you need to get someone to help you. You know what you need to change. And deep down, you know, Chrissy, we know that. We've got that inside ourselves, but we're not confident always to change it. But having a compassionate image of ourselves allows us to begin that journey. We see ourselves differently, and we speak to ourselves like we would our own best friend.
Ooh, I love that. When you were sharing just now, Dr. Chris, I thought about my own life. And this year was a year when you talk about practicing compassion, I gave myself the gift of community. And being an only child, I'm very independent-minded. And so pride, I knew that there was pride going on, and I had to humble myself and say to let others in. And I joined a Women in Wellness support group because, as you know, if you're the leader, you're the inspiring one, and people are constantly eating, you're brilliant. It's like, okay, now that my cup needs to be filled, and I know how to fill my cup, but in addition to that, who can pour into me? And so saying that I needed that and gave myself permission to receive it made a world of a difference through how I was going through this year.
Exactly. And I think that is real compassion to yourself, getting that support, knowing that you need it, and then acting on it is absolutely what compassion is.
I've never heard it like that before. You know, when you think compassion, I'm always thinking others-minded. I never looked at it in the sense of me giving that gift of compassion to myself. If I see someone hurting, instinctively, I'm going to reach out. How can I help? But oftentimes, we don't think like that for ourselves.
No, but it's ourselves. In many ways, it's ourselves first. And when we filled up our own sort of compassion well, we can then be even more effective in helping other people. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're always giving from an empty space rather than from a space of fullness.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I want women to live life to the fullest. I was just looking at the Greek word for life full of vigor. It was zao, Z-A-O. And so many people are dissatisfied with existing. But when you talk about filling your own cup, the self-passion, that's when we can live life, you know, in a bubbling manner where we're spilling over. It's effortless to share joy and peace and happiness.
Exactly. It's effortless. It's beautiful. And when we give to others, we get back. And so it's a beautiful circle that goes round and round in a fantastic way. You know, we go round and round giving ourselves. We're lifting ourselves up. And we know that kindness, compassion to ourselves and others is good for our health. I mean, there's heaps of great research done at Harvard and Stanford in America that's just so showing that is absolutely the case. Our people who are compassionate have better immune systems. They they're mentally better. There's so much good stuff that comes from that. And when you feel physically well, then you feel mentally well. And, it's just a great experience. And we start to live life so differently than if we're, you know, beating ourselves up or just giving, and never having anything come back. You know, it doesn't work.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. I love it. And living differently, how you say it, living differently. I want you ladies to know that you can live a different kind of life, and it's all in your head, and it's all in your actions. What will you do differently on today? Well, differently in this moment. It is moment by moment, yes?
Absolutely. It's moment by moment. You're so right there, Chrissy. It is moment by moment. What could I do to be kinder and more compassionate to myself? How can I take a different point of view that's more, you know, curious, non-judgmental, and, mm-hmm. and more positive, without ignoring that we yeah. have negative thoughts and they're fine, but we don't have to act on them. We turn yeah. to the positive. We turn to more joy and gratitude for just how lucky we are a lot of the time. Even when our life can be tough, it's amazing
yeah.
that there's a little point of joy. I mean, you know, Chrissy, I work with people who aren't physically very well sometimes. And life can be hard for them, but even then, you know, we focus on things like, did the sun shine through your window today? Maybe your hands feel nice and warm. You know, very small things, they're helping us to have a slightly more positive disposition rather than always saying, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad.
Yes. Yes, and those positive thoughts, they lift us from the lowest place. I always go back to Les Brown. There was a time in my life when I was so in over my head with the challenges of life. And he would say, mm-hmm. if you can look up, you can get up. And I'm telling you, just those few words, they helped me. Just keep looking up. Don't look down. You're already low.
look up. That is good. Look up and see that there's
and
some beauty. You mm-hmm. can get up, yeah? And I think that is
yeah.
that was some great advice you got there, for sure.
Oh, I love it. This has been so good. We're at the 8-minute mark, and we're going to close out with a few more questions. If you would just tell us, what are some of the challenges to practicing mindfulness? So, because my girls are typically on the move, and you know what, I don't have time for this, Dr. Hughes. So can you tell us some of the challenges they may encounter in practicing mindfulness daily?
Exactly. I think one is you just hit there that we don't make time for it. Mm. And so, you know, we think we have to find some extra time. And I'd say to people there, well, you know, actually weave it into your day. We're all going to have a cup of coffee. We're all going to sit maybe on the subway in New York, if you live in New York. You know, we're all going to maybe have a moment at the traffic lights when we're waiting or in the queue. Those are little moments. You can stop 30 seconds and just tune into yourself and how you feel. Take a few breaths. So that is a challenge I hear. And the other thing is that sometimes mindfulness and doing some meditations can be a bit hard because your mind is racing. So have compassion for your mind. You know, your mind's a tricky thing and it wants to think.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You can't do this stuff wrong. There is no right or wrong. You just have to practice. And if you practice and you're trying to do a meditation and your mind wanders off and you notice it, well, that is giving yourself a pat on the back because you were just mindful in that moment. You came back and you realized that you wandered off and you came back. So I think that is the best thing you can do like that. So have just time for it like that. Don't make it a bigger thing than it is. Keep it small. Little steps, a few minutes. That's all it needs. And if you can't do that, then get a teacher to help you. You know, that's we can. If we think I'm really struggling here, but I want to do it, get some help from a teacher. And there are some good apps that people can use as well that are simple and even free.
No excuses. Ladies, let's not overcomplicate it. It is simple. And I love how you said there's no right or wrong because, you know, as women, we want to know, is it right or wrong? We're constantly judging. Just practice. Just practice. And the more you practice, the more natural it becomes.
Exactly. That is totally right. And not to think that you can't because, yeah, I bet that we've spent ages on Facebook and we've spent ages staring at the TV and flicking through Netflix. There are little moments you could say, well, I can choose to take 10 minutes to sit quietly. And remember that you can do mindfulness can be singing. We can put on some music and just absorb ourselves and dance in our room. We don't have to always think that it's a meditation either. There are lots of ways to be mindful. Take your dog for a walk in the park and have 20 minutes in the fresh air with your phone turned off. Yeah, if that's what you like. If you don't have a dog, you can still do that. They're all opportunities for mindfulness.
And it makes life so much sweeter. And I thought about this morning because I do have two dogs, and I was walking my puppy, and I decided just to take a different route. I always go the same route. And I just, you know, I just became mindful in that moment. Let's go to the right instead of the left today. Change my perspective.
Just
a little thing.
That
little
is
tweet.
So beautiful. Yeah. That is interesting. But that's the sort of thing you can do. That's being mindfulness in practice.
We're at the 4-minute mark, and I want to let our audience know that Dr. Hughes is giving a complimentary gift, the free PDF book of The Mindful Menopause, The Secrets of Balance, Vitality, and Clarity Through Change. This is available at thelittlebreathingspace.com. Dr. Hughes, would you like to speak on that?
That's right. So I have released my new book, and you can go and download this book and read it for free if you put in that you've come from Christy and from this show. So I'd like to give that as a gift to my listeners. Yeah.
Yay. We appreciate you in investing into our personal wellness. And so we want to close out with your best tip for mindfulness practicing that we can take and start, you know, doing today in our own personal lives?
Well, my best tip is actually to do a little short breathing-based exercise. And the first thing you do is you just stop whatever you're doing for 30 seconds and scan your body and notice how you feel. And then focus a little bit. And then take another 30 seconds, do some nice deep breaths. And then just close out by checking in with your body again, like a minute or two. That's my best tip. It's a little breathing space exercise. And, you know, if you do that a few times in a day, you'll begin to notice a difference.
I was doing it as you were giving us instructions. You don't even realize how fast you're moving internally until you start, you know, stop for a moment and breathe. And it's one of my favorite things to do because I'm very high energy. And let me tell you, I can get ahead of myself 5 times a day. So
we
breathing
can all
really
do that.
Helps.
We're all very good at that one. Just a short moment of checking in, a few nice breaths, and then checking again. You can really notice a difference. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yes, and it goes back to what you said earlier, how we show up. And especially as female leaders, we want to show up calm and confident with clarity because we're serving the public. And so when we give ourselves our best, we give others our best as well.
That's absolutely right. So we show up calm and connected, confident. That's what we want to do. And that's what we can do with mindfulness in our lives.
That's what we can do. We have the power, ladies. So in the 60 seconds, do you want to share one favorite quote with us to close us out?
Well, my favorite quote still comes from Jon Kabat-Zinn, is you can't control the waves, but you can learn to surf.
Ah, yes, perfect. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Yes. Hughes. We are so honored to have you. Thank you for sharing your time, your brilliance with us in this space on this day.
Well, I'd just like to thank you, Chrissy, for allowing me to come onto the show and to speak to your listeners. I'm very honored. Thank you.
You're beautiful. Keep making a difference in our world. And till next year, ladies, we will be back helping you to elevate to great. Finish the year strong. We appreciate and love you all.